The runaway success of E.L. James' 50 Shades of Grey has exposed some of America's other sexual impulses. The trilogy has sold tens of millions of copies by appealing to readers of so-called mommy porn, although men and women both seem to be enjoying the work. Last month, 50 Shades made an astounding debut in France. We caught up with Jason Bogue, editor of the publishing website Gallicat, and our publishing mole for a precise read of sales.
Well, that first week it was selling 75,000 copies every single day.
J'aime ta couleur café, tes cheveux café.
Well, sacré bleu. 50 nuances de gris, as it's called in France, is clearly appealing to French readers. As for seducing Gallic critics, absolument pas. The French edition of Slate.com called the book 50 Shades of Boredom. La Nouvelle Observateur dismissed it as sexual frolics knitted with an improbable love story, a thin plot, and repetitive writing.
Le Figaro, the French newspaper, said it is sadomasochism light, full of insignificant, consensual, and cliched content.
The French tend to relish sniffing at whatever is going over big in America, and Britain for that matter, especially when it comes to the erotic. The nation that gave birth to the Marquis de Sade, from whom the word sadism originates, Anaïs Nin, and the story of O, is still a little possessive of its sexually transgressive lit. One French magazine drew a finer point, asking if the book's reception in France marked a cultural shock between the, quote, Anglo-Saxon hypocrisy and the old authentic S&M of the French, unquote. For their part, Britain's Guardian and Telegraph newspapers have each indulged in some playful stereotypes and articles on the critical drubbing in France, mainly depicting the French as too debauched to like the books on their own merit and too snobbish to enjoy a work already loved by millions around the globe. Gallicat's Jason Bogue considers the thumbed noses of French critics to be something of an exaggeration. Plenty of critics from the UK and the US also trounced on 50 Shades' abject lack of literary merit.
France does have some more famous examples of books about transgressive sexuality. However, I think if you really stack up the reviews, I think American reviewers were just as harsh. And the book sold amazingly well here, too. So I think this is just one of those books that critics are not going to affect sales at all.
Though Francophone critics may feel duty-bound to protect their legacy for perversion, it is French readers who will determine the success of 50 Nuances de Grey. Meanwhile, publishers will get an entirely new market to test the trilogy's global popularity. 50 Shades of Grey hits Japanese bookstores this week. Your love was kissing under bridges, kissing in cars, kissing in-